Okay, good evening, everybody. It is 6 p.m. and this is a work session for the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska. And tonight we'll be doing a Wrangell Municipal Light and Power project discussion, which will include the AMI metering program and completion and work on the containerized generator, the generator in a box. So anybody on the line that is tuned in, looking for the regular assembly meeting, that will take place at 7 p.m. This is just the work session discussion from 6 until 7. If we finish early, we'll just take a break and start back up at 7. So if you don't want to listen to a discussion about metering and containerized generators, you can tune back in at 7 p.m. Not that it won't be fascinating. So we'll turn this over at this point to Lisa to get us rolling on the work session.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So the assembly during the budget timeframe when we were discussing capital projects requested that there be additional information provided on the AMI meter project. I know the assembly has expressed deep concern about the cost of that project or that installation being somewhere in the neighborhood of around $550,000. So additional information was requested. Mr. Rhodes, our electric supervisor, put together a memo that admittedly has a preferred alternative in a perfect world, but he has some additional information about our existing system as well that he's going to share with you tonight and talk about, and then the assembly can certainly ask questions and we can discuss the merits of that system. The other thing we wanted to do was bring the assembly up to speed on where the electric department is on sort of phase two of the GNOME generator project, and just a refresher. Because we only had room for one of the GNOME generators in our powerhouse, we intended to put the other generator in a container. And we found a container on eBay in California and brought it up to put it in that container. The generator in that container already, we didn't know if it worked or not. And so that is what is being reviewed right now. So even though we bought the container in California just for the container itself, because the cost was so fantastic, there is a generator inside that box, and determining whether or not that actually works and can be used is and how we might use that is what Mr. Rhodes is going to talk about moving forward here. And so with that, I'm going to turn it over to him to talk about metering and to talk about the containerized generator.
Good evening, Mayor Krasanka and Assembly. Lisa, City Manager, has stated all of that correctly. Where would you like me to start first? We can talk about the AMI system and those issues, or I can talk about the containerized generator. What would be your preference there?
I think, Mr. Mayor, if that's okay, let's do the AMI system is on the agenda first. So, Rod, if you want to start there, we can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Some late breaking information, if you will. Assembly Member Powell had asked in an earlier meeting if I might look into, how we might extend out the existing MVRS system that we now presently work under with our meters. And I wasn't able to get all the information, Assembly Member Powell, that you had asked for. And I have worked hard and diligently, both myself and my assistant Dominique have worked very, very hard reaching out to Itron multiple times to get an all in cost associated with moving to what Itron calls their new their new metering system or upgrade from the MVRS system to the what they call the FCS system. However, in spite of not being there, not getting back to us or giving us the information with, that we've needed, we have found out that there is a an outfit that does do repair work on the handhelds, the FC300 handhelds. That's the unit that collects the, or actually we put our data into, and then that data gets transferred into Billmaster through an upload. And that associate or that firm called JPW Associates actually does sell the FC300 handheld. We've reached out to them and got a quote for a refurbished ones. I probably need to interject here that the FC300 was last manufactured in 2015. Everything that is on the that's out there is what's out there is what's out there. And in fact, the parts that are associated with the FC300 are all, they have to go in and rebuild the motherboards, all the components, and this firm, JPW Associates, says that they do that. But we're not going to get any help from Itron on the handhelds. In fact, at this time, we rent our handheld from them at a tune of about $600 a month, or not a month, a year. Then the subscription to the software is about they all total come up to about $5,000 a year. So we can extend our existing system. And as like you and I spoke, Assembly Member Powell, it'll work as long as it does, until it doesn't. That's the best that I can tell you about it. I can't really give you a warm fuzzy about it. It will work until it doesn't. And the issues surrounding the software are, I can tell you that in the 24 months or the 23 months that I've been here, we have experienced one glitch with the software that required Itron's intervention. We're not, after December 2021, we won't get that anymore. We will get that up until 2021.
And Rod, Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry if I could just add. Rod, will you explain that, you know, sometimes when this happens, another company will come in and take over the software and start servicing it. And right now, it is your understanding that that is not happening because of the...
The hardware piece, we do have a future ahead of us, or some avenue ahead of us as it relates to the hardware. But I can't say that as it relates to the software. The software was developed in 1994. It's a DOS-based system, and the people that are fluent in DOS are becoming very, very hard to find. Fewer and fewer people. It's just old technology that is pretty far behind us at this point. But we can sustain what we've got as it relates to the hardware. That's the only thing that I can say with any confidence.
And Rod, what's the cost of a replacement unit that you priced out with?
The ones from JPW and Associates were priced out at $2,700 each. We did find one on eBay, however, for $1,500, And I know that you can't see this, and I apologize, but there's a number of them that are offered in eBay. There are actually six listings for this hardware in eBay. However, there is only one of them that comes with an antenna. That antenna designates that this has the necessary radio unit to communicate with meters, as the other ones do not. And so, the one that is available on eBay for $1,500 is from China. I'm not real sure that I just the confidence level. I think if I were going to order one, I'd have to reach out to JPW and Associates, just simply because of the potential of ongoing support with them.
So one of my questions, Rod, and I think what I'd like to do is handle each of your three alternatives, let the assembly ask questions and not sort of circle back and ping pong between the three alternatives, just to place a little order to this. So my first question is, how many of these units do you feel like, how many communities have been using these units over the years?
Oh, Mayor Prasanka, I would have no idea. This was the kind of the introduction to what is known as an AMR system, and it basically its advantage or its upgrade over the meter reader going around and writing the meter on a piece of paper and transferring that information to a database, was that you could, if you had a what is known as an ERT module, and I spell that out in my memo here. ERT stands for encoder receiver transmitter. Basically, it's a way for the meter to communicate back to the hook handheld, and you could get within 200 feet of the meter, and it would send its information to the handheld. And so this was a very, very big step going forward in the
sure. Was it but I guess my question is, it was pretty popular.
This was the
system. So I guess what I'm getting to is that as everybody migrates away, that what we're seeing is a shortage of those things on eBay. My guess is more and more will start to show up, or some enterprising young person will buy them up and have them available. But second question I have is, we're surely not the only small utility in the United States of America that's faced with, you know, $500,000, whatever, to go to the new system. Did you research and find out what other communities, has anybody in our region or within Alaska that's got a small meter base like we do? Ours is relatively small. If they are planning on staying with and sort of fuss out their plans and their approach and their strategy, so you can figure out if that's an option for us.
The Ketchikan has largely moved away from AMR metering and moved into AMI metering. I did reach out to them about a year ago as we were approaching trying to put meters in Shoemaker Bay Harbor area, and they didn't really have any help associated with any inventories that they had. Petersburg is also moving to AMI, and they have a pilot program going, so that was going to free up some of their, they were moving away from AMR in their harbors and moving to the AMI system, and they're very, 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 very delighted with what they've experienced. Now, the other thing is that there are, I mean, if I, it would take some effort, but it's possible to do that I can find these places that are moving away from AMI into AMR. The problem is kind of, and here in item number two, it says move to an automatic reader, meter reading system, AMR. And what our problem is that we don't have any meters in the field that will communicate as an AMR system.
Okay, sorry, I'm just going to come back because I just want to close out my questioning. So in essence, we've checked with the two closest communities around us to see if they were what they were doing, but we haven't sort of reached beyond to find out if somebody else has come up with a creative solution to this. And the reason why I'm asking is that I want to, you know, this is a heavy lift for this community. Either of the other two options are a heavy lift for this community. And I want to make sure that this is something that absolutely has to happen because we have other items at our power facility that we've been told are absolutely crucial that have come on, you know, brought to our attention here recently. And so, I guess what I want to do is make sure before we scrap our entire meter system, which we just bought 200 of these other meters at some point and they're in our inventory. And, you know, I just want to make sure that we are really exhausting those possibilities. And it sounds to me like you've touched base with our two nearest neighbors. I did put a call into Huna to speak with their mayor today because I know they have a small utility, and I was wondering if they had come up with anything creative. So I just was trying to, I guess, round out the software issue. I appreciate that it's still in DOS, but I will point out DOS was pretty good. I know there's not a lot of people working DOS anymore, but it works. That was my line of questioning. Is there any possibility that this system can be salvaged for another year or two or three or four? And if that is possibility, that gets out on the table as well, because we're going to be weighing all three options. And I want to know that this one isn't 100% off the table, that this is an option. If it's not an option and it's so horrible that we're going to have failure after failure, get it off. Don't even talk to us about it. But if it is an option, then let's go through those. Am I making sense, Lisa, on that?
Mayor Prasanka, if I might, absolutely. The system that we're working on, I don't want to try to mislead you in any way or the assembly in any way. The system that we have will be viable through December of 2021, maybe even beyond. It's after that we go through that threshold of December 21 that if we have further any problems with the software, hardware is not an issue anymore. I feel like I've solved that problem. We can take that into the future as long as we can get repairs on that. What I cannot confidently say to the assembly and to the city and borough of Wrangell is that I can take this software beyond 2021 and know that it's going to continue. It'll work until it doesn't. That's the best I can say.
Mr. Mayor, if I can just add to that, I did ask Rod if there's another software out there that could be compatible with this handheld that would allow us to do something, you know, in that regard. And he said the answer to that is no.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. Do anybody else have any other questions on option one?
Mr. Mayor, do you see Assemblymember Howell's hand is up and Assemblymember Powell?
Sorry, I threw it out there. I was sort of thinking I wasn't doing the formal thing. So I apologize, Ryan, please go ahead.
Yeah, so this, it's not supported. It's possibly not supported after December 2021, right, Rod? Like, that's what they...
It won't be supported. It won't be supported after. Itron has made the business decision to go to make a delineation between what they call the MVRS metering system, and which they are abandoning, and all support for it and its hardware, and they are moving into a Windows-based system called FCS. I have too many acronyms going at me here. FCS. So their new evolution of an AMR system is known as FCS, and it is a Windows-based system. And essentially, they issue a tablet and that would then communicate with the meter in the very your cell phone might.
That's option two, but I mean, so option one, the existing system right now, it like definitely won't be supported or possibly couldn't be supported. Like I got a little confused in the middle there.
It will. Like
it's gone or they might support it.
If I could add, they are not going to be supporting it anymore.
Okay.
The hardware, the handhelds, there is a private company that is taking those handhelds and refurbishing them. So the solution to the handhelds not being supported is being taken care of because a third party is now doing that. That's the software, correct. Nobody is picking up as of this time.
And that's the problem.
At the end of 2021, it will no longer be supported. And that's why Rod is saying it will work until it doesn't. And when there's a glitch, then that's the end of it.
Okay. Well, maybe we just, okay. Well, thank you. I mean, I'm interested to hear about the rest of it, but so knowing that it's software that the problem is and that it won't be supported helps me a little bit, but okay. Thank you.
Yes. So the other option
Assembly Member Powell and then Assembly Member Gilbert.
Okay, Rod, so this JPW and Associates, they will do the hardware stuff, which I understand. Did you ask them about the software part of that since they're repairing the other part? They do no software part then.
That is correct.
Okay.
And Assembly Member Gilbert.
And my question, Rod, is the meter itself is still operable and you can visually see the meter reading, is that correct? And the handheld would still be able to pick up that reading. So the only problem would be from the handheld to the software program. So if we got into a crunch, is there some way that you can reconcile that electrical meter reading from the handheld in the office and transfer it to another software program? You'd have to do it by hand.
Yeah, it would be all manually data entry.
Okay, and that's what we used to do in the olden days.
Yeah, I mean, it's just this. The only thing that this handheld, the only advantage that it provides our meter reader is that it's not going to fade in the rain, and it collects that data that you manually put into it, because it doesn't have none of these meters in our system are smart enough to send out their data to the handheld. You manually input that data into the handheld, you bring it back and you download it into our, put it in the docking station and download it here into Billmaster here at the office. If the software, to be quite honest with you, I'm not sure where the software manages that data transfer. I'm not sure. I'd have to look into that. But at the end, you're going to have to manually. I don't even know if you could extract it out of the handheld without the software.
Yeah, that was my question.
Yeah, that's a good question, and I apologize. We've had a real tough time getting any communication out of Itron. I don't know what's going on over there, but we really worked hard to try to reach out to them, and we're not getting the answers I need. But that's something that I could look into as to what, you know, to the extent that software manages the ability for the FC300 to take information and download it.
Thank you, Rod.
Yeah, sure. I'll take that up.
Assembly Member Morrison.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask Rod, what kind of lead time, what would be the time frame for installing a new system if we rode the old one out until it just blew up?
I think
we're looking at months.
You'd be looking at months. The thing that I've looked at most closely, of course, is the AMI system. And Petersburg, once they went through the RFP process and they chose the vendor, the chosen vendor had some manufacturing problems that were related to downstream suppliers. Once that was solved, the implementation for the meters over in Petersburg went pretty quick. But I think the whole thing actually took them about 6 months. And I can check with Carl on that, but I thought that it was about 6 months.
So if that were to happen, we would have to be reading meters manually and inputting them manually until we got the new system in.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, Rod, I'm not seeing any more questions. If you want to go.
Assembly Member Powell has a question, Mr. Mayor.
Who does?
I do.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see your little blue hand. I was looking for the blue hand.
Well, I didn't know if we're having the blue hands or not. You didn't know if you were watching.
No, I know. I'm switching it up. Keep it on your toes here, Powell. Come on.
I'm watching the blue hands.
Okay.
Can't blow it up my text message.
So one thing is, Ann asked that question about how long. Okay, my other question is, since Petersburg did this and you're going to reach out to them, I understand that. Is this a plug-in, you know, unplug the meter and plug a new meter on? Is it kind of like that quick? Or are you talking about, you know, putting whole new meter bases in? What is it?
Okay, process is that the system is built on a backbone AMI metering system, the mesh network that I've done most of my research in, is built on a backbone antennas that are repeaters. It doesn't replace the meter base itself. That you pull out the old meter, you stick the smart meter in, and it has the ability to communicate with every meter that's within its range. That helps, and so every other meter talks to every other meter to the point that it will mesh or propagate its information back to a server, and the server collects all the information at a central location.
Okay.
And we have done, we've had two firms do a survey of Wrangell and our terrain, and both of them came back with, I was very, very concerned about we turned the corner out here past the S-curves, and I was very, very concerned about the signal being able to be propagated back from 14 Mile all the way back into a server here at, say, City Hall. And the modeling shows that it can be done. They just have to put in a couple of extra repeaters that gets us around the corner out there.
So, but Ron, just
we can get the information from mile 14 all the way back into a server here in Randall.
So, if I can confirm what what the installation would be is replacement of the meter, not the meter base, at each of the meter locations, and then the network installation of the repeaters and the radio antennas.
That's correct.
Assemblymember Howe.
So the AMI, the trend, it transmits to like a server. It's not like there's no security concerns, are there? Like somebody being able to like get in there and fiddle around. Like it goes to it. Is it a closed system that goes to a server, and the server can go out to the users?
That's correct. It's a closed system. It's not cloud based. And it basically communicates, each meter communicates its data back to the server, and you can actually look at you could talk to somebody about their consumption in real time. Well, I need to clarify that. I think that it updates about every 3 minutes.
And so why is AMR more expensive than AMI?
I'm glad you asked that question, and I'm not real happy about what I have to share with you, but I reached out to several vendors about what I was looking at to try to get brand new meters that were compatible with an AMR system, thinking that we would just that the cheapest way was to simply move from MVRS to Itron's FCS system.
Yeah.
When I did that, I found out that each meter was going to cost us $275 each. That really floored me. And the reason that's really where the cost would come in addition to replacing all of those dumb meters that are in the field with a meter that had the ERT module in it, we would also have to incur the cost associated with transferring or migrating to FCS. Now, that's the only quote that I've got on here. On those particular meters, and that's where those numbers came from.
And what's the cost per unit for AMI? Because if you replace the meter itself too, right?
Well, they do replace the meter. Keep in mind that this is a newer technology, and they are trying. I can only imagine they're trying to promote it. But the whole package deal was, I have a couple vendors or one vendor that talked in terms of $550,000 for our entire system, including the backbone and all the meters. Now
that is there an ongoing service charge or something?
Excuse me?
Is there like an ongoing service charge? Like, yes, how are they making?
Yes, there is. I'd have to pull up their estimate to give you that. I think it was in the neighborhood of about $20,000 annually to service the system. I could be wrong about that.
Do we pay a service charge right now for our current system?
Yeah, our service charge for the existing MVRS system is $5,000 a year.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions on option one before we have Rod move on to, we've been bleeding a bit over to option two. Yeah. Julie, you're good. I see you shaking.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. No problem. So Rod, walk us through option two.
All right. Option two is to move, or option two would basically be, and we've kind of hit on this quite a bit already. I don't want to necessarily repeat myself, but basically it would be embracing an AMR system and what that would, and we would work with Itron to move to their FCS system. The big bugaboo here, of course, is the condition of our meters in the field. All of those meters would have to be replaced with meters that could communicate with the new FCS system. I'm not sure that I can recommend that, both in terms of cost. However, let me just, you know, my however is that I would have loved to have told you from something from Itron that said, here is an all-in cost to give you an AMR system. And I just simply have not been able to get that from them. The best that I've been able to do is speculate about what that might cost. Just doing very simple math, the number of meters that we have in the field and the cost of them at $250 or $275 a piece.
Assembly Member Powell.
So you probably just answered my question, because if they're not getting back to you, you don't know. Right now we pay $5,000 a year to them. Do we know that if that would go up with their new system, or if it's still $5,000 a year? I mean, because when you're talking $5,000 or $20,000, don't take long to make up that, even at that $552, what was it, $653, don't take long to make that up. 4 or 5 years and you're up to $100,000 and $20,000 a pop, where the other way you're talking $20,000-$25,000 for 5 years.
Assembly Member Powell, I really wish I could to give you a more definitive answer on that. I'll continue to reach out to Itron and hopefully I can get this information and make it more relevant, you know, the discussion more relevant to this. I think that Wrangell, here's kind of the way I view it, is that if we had meters that that communicated into the field, in the field with any handheld device, you know, there really isn't even a question of moving towards an AMI system. But because of our unique situation with these completely dumb meters that are in the field, we have an option of being able to purchase an AMI meter or an AMR meter. And the features that are available to us from an AMI system are so vast in terms of just simply, you know, one meter against another one, I have to default to the AMI system.
Okay, I think we're, Assembly Member Gilbert.
Rod, have you talked to any other company except the Itron company? Have you ever heard of a company called Sensus with an S-E-N-S-U-S?
Yes, I have. However, I have to admit to you, I haven't gone beyond very, very strongly beyond Itron, only because that's the firm that we deal with. And my thought was that it would be the easiest to migrate. If we were going to migrate to an AMR system, I thought there would be synergies that could be had by migrating with a company we're already dealing with. But I'm familiar with the company that you mentioned. I just have not spent much time going outside of Itron, I'll have to admit.
Well, Tacoma, I just went with their system that I researched, and several towns, small towns in Canada. So I just wonder, they may have a better deal if we decide to pull the lever on this.
Well, I'd hope that if we do opt to go with an AMI system, that during our RFP, we have certain criteria that we wanted to that would have to be present in a presentation associated with AMI. I've looked at two in particular firms, Eaton, Wesco, and they both have very robust systems. The feature that seems to separate one system from another was the idea that whatever system we look into, I thought needed to have the ability to take on water metering as well. Not every AMI system does have that ability to take on water metering, and that's not, at least with the two firms that I've looked at thus far, they do have that ability to, once the infrastructure is in, once that backbone is in, it's just a matter of attaching, getting a water meter with a module that speaks to the net mesh network, and it's part of the system, just like that.
Yeah, that was the next question I was going to ask you, so thank you.
Yes.
Okay, Rod, on to the holy grail. Bring us into option three here.
Is there anything that
I'm dying to get there?
I really appreciate this opportunity to talk to the assembly. I've looked forward to this for quite some time. So if there's any other questions, I'd love to entertain them.
I think you're good to bring her home.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, Rod. I just see Assembly Member Decker's hand went up. Nope, you're joking. Okay, we're all good. Go ahead, Rod. Bring her home.
So, I have a lot of background information I'd be willing and happy to share with anybody if they need it. The next question was associated with our generator. I kind of want to just read through this memorandum that
Sorry, Rod, I think you've got to do option three. I know you've touched on it, but you went through one, two. I'm giving you the opportunity. Bring us on to the option three, the one that you obviously really like.
All right. Once the infrastructure is in, the backbone is in for a mesh network system, the AMI system, these meters are able to talk with one another, as we talked earlier and I shared earlier, that they are able to crosstalk with one another, and they share the information as it propagates back to the server. Now, once the benefits of an AMI system become quite impressive once you get that information back to the server. Now, there were lots of things that were offered in the research that I did that were advantageous for the utility using them and for the user themselves. However, there were lots of things that didn't pertain to a small utility company like ours. But the things that I really wanted to highlight was that on the near the bottom of page two, it says advantages for city and borough of Wrangell. It eliminates the need for manual monthly readings, which eliminates the need for a meter reader. And it also eliminates reading errors. So what that means is there's no rereads. Even with the system that we have now, as careful as people are in the field and the people are doing the meter reading are careful, we still, in the post meter reading time, we spend a considerable amount of time checking out possible errors in the meter reading. That would be eliminated. The other thing that it does is that it can be, all the data can be reviewed without a trip to the location. You can actually ding a particular meter. A customer calls in, they're saying they're having problems. You would be able to tell them whether their meter was actually on and whether their problem was downstream of the meter or not. You could tell them they would be able to actually, with their own code or their own link, they could link into their own meter and monitor their own electrical use. That helps them to monitor, to adjust habits associated with electrical usage vis-a-vis, they could work on their, you know, their consumption rates. The other thing that can be done from the server is to be able to disconnect and reconnect. That is a feature that with a push of, you know, you can batch out meters that would be disconnected. This would be particularly useful for, say, like the Marine Service Center, or even some of our harbors where you have people coming in and out frequently. You just turn on that meter and then you turn it off when they quit using it. And you do that from your server. You don't have to make a trip to the field to turn those on and off. The other thing that serves for is it prevents theft. The other and not that that's a big problem in our community, but we have had some, and it's probably more annoying than anything. But it's something that we can eliminate. The other thing that is very good about these meters is that one of the things we found is that our electromechanical meters that are in the field, they never fault to, if we want them to measure electrical consumption accurately, and so if the customer if they use 10 kilowatts of electricity, we want them to pay for 10 watts of electricity, kilowatts of electricity. If the meter says they consumed 11 and they really consumed 10, then that means that the borough and city of Wrangell is actually charging them for electricity they didn't receive. I will tell you that though, that what happens with our electrical mechanical meters is they never default in the direction of the city or the provider. Because they're mechanical, they tend to slow down. They just simply start to wear out. And we've got plenty of them in the field. And so they might report at 95% or 90%. This again would be eliminated with an electronic AMI meter. So those are some of the advantages that would be able to be realized by the implementation of an AMI system.
Okay, so Rod, in the interest of getting to questions here, because we are not going to get to the cat in the box tonight, we have 10 minutes left, 11 minutes. So I am going to allow the assembly at this point to jump in and ask any question on System 3 that they might have. Assembly Member Decker.
Yes,